restaurant franchise recycles cooking oil for biofuel. Springfield's yard waste schedule is coming. A strange man in Longmeadow has some residents concerned. A restaurant owner is acquitted in a cop brawl. And some in Amherst want the town's name changed.
The weekend!
Yes, it is the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend, whichever way you look at it. And here we have the Brad Shepherd Today weekend edition from Pioneer Valley Radio. It is Friday, March 25, so welcome aboard. And your forecast for today, sun and clouds, chance of a shower this afternoon. Sprinkles here and there, highs 58 to 62 degrees. The winds are west 5 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight it'll be partly cloudy, a low of 34 to 38, the winds 5 to 10. Extended outlook for Saturday, partly sunny, scattered afternoon showers, and a high between 50 to 54 degrees. Springfield's DPW reminds you that they will begin the collection of yard waste starting Tuesday, April 5, and yard waste will be collected on the same day as your recycling is collected. Paper yard waste bags that have been left out all winter will not be picked up and will need to be rebagged by the resident. Barrels that contain yard waste will be picked up, however, and they cannot have any accumulated water in them. The Solid Waste Division reminds residents to place yard waste curbside on their recycling day. Paper leaf bags should be 30-gallon capacity. Bags and containers should not weigh more than 40 pounds. Springfield cannot collect yard waste in plastic bags. Hedge clippings, garden waste, as well as twigs and brush should not be longer than 2 feet in length and 1/2 inch in diameter. Can you really get out there and start measuring your sticks and things? Anyway, they should all be loosely bundled together. If you'd like additional information on collection days, you can call the city's 311 call center. That is 413 area 736-3111. Well, this morning, a suspicious male was seen walking on a resident's property on Converse Street in Longmeadow. The male quickly ran away when confronted by the resident and drove off in a Chevy Tahoe. The camera that picked up the Tahoe did not pick up the vehicle registration. So the Longmeadow PD does ask you to contact them if you can identify the male party. And their main number, of course, is... I'll give you the tip number. I think that would be better. The tip line. It's an anonymous tip line. That's 565-4199. 565-4199. Would you rename the town of Amherst? Would you rename it Emily? Well, if Amherst resident Vincent O'Connor has his way, the Western Mass town would no longer be known as Amherst. In a recent appeal to the Amherst Town Council, O'Connor argued the community should take steps to distance itself from its namesake, Lord Jeffrey Amherst, who advocated for biological warfare against indigenous people through the distribution of smallpox-infested blankets. O'Connor suggested the issue be put to vote in a November 2023 referendum, which would ask residents to first decide whether to abandon the Amherst name and then select a new moniker from a list of options. Potential candidates offered by O'Connor include Harriet, in honor of abolitionist Harriet Tubman, or Sumner, after U.S. Senator Charles Sumner of Massachusetts. Would that mean the University of Amherst would now be the University of Harriet? According to the Daily Hampshire Gazette, others previously raised the possibility of changing the town's name in 2017. And past discussions have floated Emily from Emily Dickinson or local indigenous tribal names as some to consider. And he's not alone in pondering the impact of official symbols. The legislature voted last year to create a state seal commission tasked with recommending changes to the state motto and seal, which have been criticized as a representation of violence and oppression against indigenous communities. Now, that commission recently began discussing a potential extension of its December 2022 deadline. Facing his day in court, Nathan Bill's owner, John Sullivan, has been acquitted of assault charges stemming from the Battle Royale involving off-duty police officers at that establishment 7 years ago. After the prosecution rested its case on Thursday, the defense filed a motion requiring a finding of not guilty due to insufficient evidence. The judge granted that motion, and Sullivan was found not guilty. 4 Springfield police officers are currently standing trial on assault charges in connection with this case. Darling Ingredients Incorporated today announced Chick-fil-A Incorporated has chosen Darling Ingredients to convert its used cooking oil into cleaner-burning renewable transportation fuel. Darling Ingredients service brand DarPro Solutions will collect used cooking oil from all Chick-fil-A restaurants in the U.S. and Canada. Now, each year, Darling Ingredients turns hundreds of millions of pounds of used cooking oil into renewable diesel through its Diamond Green Diesel venture. Diamond Green Diesel is estimated to produce more than 700 million gallons of renewable diesel in 2022. The finished renewable fuel can reduce greenhouse gases by up to some 85%. Darling Ingredients is the largest publicly traded company turning food waste into sustainable products and a leading producer of renewable energy. Recognized as a sustainable leader, the company operates 250 plants in 17 countries and repurposes nearly 10% of the world's meat industry waste streams into value-added products like green energy renewable diesel, collagen fertilizer, animal proteins in meals, and pet food ingredients. Wouldn't that be wild to be looking at an intersection with 3 or 4 gas stations on it, and you see, you know, Pride, you see Mobil, and you see maybe Citgo, and then, oh, let's pull in there to the Chick-fil-A, and see if they've got a 91-octane vegetable oil. I love the idea. I think it's great. Can you imagine what that would mean if we could draw on a large scale transportation fuel from used vegetable oil? It'd be a boon to all concerns, environmental and otherwise. The Springfield Police Department has received a few calls from residents on someone making fundraising calls on behalf of the Springfield Police. Well, these calls are not coming from an individual representing the Springfield Police Department. And if you get one of these calls, please just hang up and don't provide any information. If you want to call the Springfield Police, you can do that as well. It's been quite a week, hasn't it? Right here in Western Mass. I think we've fared okay. And I'd like to leave you with those thoughts and feelings. And personally, thank you for enjoying our programs here, Pioneer Valley Radio, throughout the course of the week. And please note that our next new program will be up online on Monday and available to you throughout the day and night, on demand. With that being said, I wish you a terrific weekend. I'm Brad Shepard. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.